We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be part of the show. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
That caller that wanted to hear a little war, here you got it. Low Rider. Good evening, everybody. Ricky Ricardo with you. It is the Fan in New York on a wonderful October weekend as we turn a Saturday afternoon into a Saturday night. Talking lots of Yankees. Looks like the Red Sox are going to leave Houston in the dust here. 9-0 now is Kike Hernandez. What would be a Red Sox playoff game? Actually, not even a Red Sox playoff game. What would be a playoff game, period, without Kike Hernandez's involvement in it? When he was with the Dodgers, Kike Hernandez, who would come off the bench, basically a super utility guy, would hit home runs all over the place in the postseason. I remember he hit 3 in one game. I believe it was at Wrigley Field in Chicago for the Dodgers. And that wasn't the only time Kike Hernandez has come up big in the postseason. So, you know, Kike Hernandez has another home run. It's 9-0 Boston, and they're only in the top of the fourth inning down in Houston. So unless there is just an absolute collapse, which I don't see, that series will go back to Fenway Park on Monday night, tied at a game apiece. All right, let's get to it. I promised you my compadre. This man obviously needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway. The great voice of your New York Yankees and many, many other teams throughout the years. You know them, you love them, our buddy John Sterling. John, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing fine. You know that this game, the Boston game that you mentioned, it's a little after 6, and they're in the top of the fourth inning.
Exactly.
I can't imagine how long that game will go. You know, in that game, J.D. Martinez hit a grand slam in the first, right, and Rafael Devers hit a grand slam in the second, and Kiki hit such a home run in left field that it banged out the commercial boards and back up all the seats. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think Boston will go back to Boston 1-1.
You know, Kiki Hernandez, John, over the years, you know, he's I'm not going to call him a marginal player, but he's, you know, he's a guy that has been a super utility guy who, you know, can fill in the outfield, can play in the infield.
Right.
But, John, you've seen guys through the years that the spotlight is turned up on them in October, late September and October, and they become just, you know, super. They just take their game to another level. You know, he's a 260, 270 hitter in the regular season. And then, you know, he's a power threat, and he's basically, you know, Hank Aaron in the postseason, John.
Well, he's terrific. There's no question about it. Everything he does, playing center field and getting on base and running and obviously hitting the home run. I'm very impressed with him, and you're right. During the year, he's, you know, maybe 250, 260, 15 home runs. But, well, he's not in the playoffs. So, yeah, he's a terrific player.
All right, John, you know that ever since that night in Fenway, when the Yankees were eliminated, this station has just been just bombarded with phone calls. And my first hour on the air tonight were Yankee fans asking me for my opinion and what should the Yankees do and what happened. And now we had the three coaches that were let go this week. You know, it's hard for you and I to speculate because, you know, we've discussed this off the air. We're not as close to the inner workings of the organization as maybe we were in, you know, in years past. But let's start. So, you know, that question that most Yankee fans have on the tip of their tongues, and they want to hear it from you. They've heard my answer. But they want to know, in your opinion, what happened this
year?
What went wrong?
I don't think it's a very deep question. And the Yankees have to do a bunch of things this offseason. However, number one, without question, is to score more runs. What they did last year was really disgraceful. They finished 10th in the American League in runs scored. There are only 15 teams. Mm-hmm. And they finished 19th in the major leagues. There are only 30 teams. And they play in a division where Baltimore, Boston, Toronto have great hitting ballparks, as is Yankee Stadium. And so if you're not going to score runs with Toronto and Tampa and Boston, I'm sorry, you can't compete with them. So the first thing they have to do is figure out, I don't know how, I'm giving this to Brian, to Cash. He'll take care of this. But they need guys, I said on the air, Ricky, during the year, they need, I use a basketball term, they need more scorers than shooters. They have shooters, but they don't have scorers. They don't have people who get on base and go to third on a base hit and score. And somebody has just hit a grounds rule double in right center. There, John Odorizzi just was put on the team, and he's going to take the beating. Wow. It was Alex Verdugo hit the long double. Anyway, you're seeing the same games I am. They don't score enough runs, and they don't have to figure it out. This is not analytics. It's the most apparent analytic you can be. They finished 10th in the American League and 19th in baseball in runs scored. So that's the first thing they have to do. They have to move past a lot of these strikeouts or nothing sluggers and get people who get on base and, well, you know the rest of the story, and score more runs.
They've got a dilemma, in my opinion, John. You know, I keep hearing people say, well, just play DJ LeMahieu at first base and let Gleyber Torres play second base. Right then and there, LeMahieu can put on a first baseman's glove and he can go over there and play, but he's not a first baseman. He's a gold glove winning second baseman. And I think if you put a guy out of position, now you've got two positions where you don't have the best defender there. If they're going to bring back Rizzo or attempt to bring back Rizzo, and you know you want power and preferably left-handed power at first base, then the Yankees have two full-time second basemen, John.
Why could they not bring back Rizzo? I'm very much in favor. He's a guy who does put the bat on the ball. He's not trying to swing and hit home runs all the time. And if they open up the left side, he'll go to left field, and he's a great fielding first baseman. And so why would they not sign him? Mm-hmm. Is it that he's going to require a whole lot of money?
I don't think so. Look, he turned down 5 years, $70 million from Chicago. If the Yankees offer him 3 years for $60 million, I think he'd take it.
Well, I hope so. That would be one position. Now you'd have a lefty hitting first baseman who puts the bat on the ball. And they're going to have to figure out the rest of their infield. You know, I certainly would have Urshela at third. Mm-hmm. But they have to figure that out. And they have to get guys who swing the bat and score runs. I know I'm repeating myself terribly, but basically, that was the biggest thing in the Yankees. Their pitching was pretty good, or they wouldn't have finished 20 games over 500. But they had so many times, you know, we'd look at each other across the glass from our two booths, and they didn't score, you know. Sorry, they didn't score.
You know, it's human nature, John. How can a guy like Gary Sanchez feel in that dugout, knowing that the ace of the staff, and this year the number two on the staff, and I know of a couple of others, that it would prefer not to throw to him? I mean, how long can you
Ricky,
be?
Ricky,
yeah, go ahead.
I just think that those are decisions they have to make. Sanchez is a big decision. I mean, do you want a catcher hitting 200 who, as you say, most of the pitchers want to pitch to someone else? Well, that happens. You know, Kevin Pilecki is catching Eovaldi today. And I asked Dave O'Brien when I was in Boston for that playoff game, why Pilecki instead of Vasquez? And Eovaldi's ERA is one run less with Plawecki, and he wants to pitch to Plawecki. So that happens. But the bigger question is, I thought Gary Sanchez was going to be, you know, a 280, 35 homer hitter. Now, he hasn't been near 280. And I don't know if you can have someone catching this. I don't think, you know what, Ricky, we talked about this during the year. I don't think you can have a lineup. I know you can't have a lineup where the final four guys are hitting under 200. Sorry. That's not good enough.
They have a
lot of decisions who they want to play at what spot and what can they get for that person on the open market. That's a big thing.
You know, it's a different game, John, than the one that I grew up watching, and you made a legendary name for yourself broadcasting. It's a different game today with the analytics. We don't know where the lineups come from. We don't know exactly what the role of the field manager is on a day-to-day basis. Here go three of the Yankee coaches dismissed this week. I don't even know where to put my finger on, you know whose fault it could be. And to what extent you lay blame on someone, because who even knows how this thing works?
Well, I'll tell you kind of a cute story on that score. And it just tells you, you know, what happens in this business, you know, which changes so much. In 2019, near the end of the year, I told PJ Pillitteri and Marcus Timms, I said, you guys ought to go in and ask for a big raise. They laughed and said, why? I said, well, the Yankees lead the major leagues in runs scored. You can't do better than that. Mm-hmm. And that's where they were in 2019, leading the majors in runs scored. Now, you think Marcus Timms and PJ Pillitteri got dumb all of a sudden? No, the guys didn't hit.
Yeah.
I have a very simplistic view of things, you know. So I don't know if Boone's coming back. I think he is. And then he's going to have to get, you know, Phil Nevin said something wonderful to Boone. Susan told me this. And Nevin said to Boone, if you quit because of me, I'll never talk to you again. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, Phil Nevin has given his imprimatur. He can continue to manage. You know he wants to. But who is the team he's going to manage? And that's really a big thing. As I say, and I wonder what you think of this, Ricky, the Yankee pitching actually was pretty good. What'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was very good. I mean, and you had surprise guys like Cortez. I thought Montgomery, who had no run support all year, easily could have won at least 10 games if they would have given him any kind of offensive support.
Right.
And I thought, you know, Chapman was good at the beginning, and at the end he had a rough middle of the season. But I thought the bullpen on occasion would give up some home runs. But overall, I thought the pitching was okay. I just thought they were a terrible, John, and you know this, they were a terrible base-running team all year long.
Well, that's part of it, too. Yeah. I didn't bring that up because I don't know how to cure that. They ran themselves into outs on the bases all the time. How about hitting the double plays? My goodness, did they hit the double plays. So, but one thing we can't lose sight of, and I don't want any Yankee fans listening to lose sight of this, they actually finished about 20 games over 500. So even though we make it sound like they're horrible, they're not, but they have to score more runs. It's so obvious. It's there in front of you. And they know this. I mean, they know where they – all these analytics, they know where they ranked in the league and where they ranked in the major league. So,
yeah, well, my concern so
I would is – I would think it's going to be a very exciting, interesting winter. Are they going to trade Torres? Are they going to trade Voit? Are they going to trade LeMahieu? Are they going to trade Hicks? I don't know if anyone would take him because he's injured all the time. But anyway, those kind of players who have names – and I think the Yankees will make changes. I know they have to make changes.
We'll see, and then we'll see about the collective bargaining agreement. As of December 1st, there's no agreement. So, you know, you and I could be, watching the NBA finals from home. You're waiting for baseball to come back. Hopefully not.
You know what I always think? Not that I'm right, but I've been through a lot of these. The sport does so well. It's doing so well, they have to come into agreement. Even they're not stupid enough to not have an agreement where there's all this money to be made. So, now, you know, don't go by me. I'm very optimistic all the time for everything. That's what I think. I think they'll get together eventually.
Well, I hope you're right. You know, in the offseason, folks, John Sterling, for those of you that don't know him, if you've been on the moon for the last, 20 years, is not just limited to baseball. The man knows everything and watches plenty of football. So I'm going to pick your brain here, John. You've been able to watch some football here for the last couple of Sundays. What do you see, especially when it comes to the locals, Giants and Jets? I can't put my finger on it. Where things have gone wrong? What do you think of the quarterbacks?
Well, I think the Giants are a better team than the Jets, and I like the two quarterbacks. But, Detroit never finished anywhere, and all these years they had Matthew Stafford as quarterback. So you have to have a team. But I think the Giants are a little better. They haven't played as well as I thought. They haven't played well defensively. But Jones is tough. I like Jones. And I think, look, the other guy has just started his career. This is New York. New York's tough. This is how I always talk about New York. If you lose a game, you're the worst team in the history of sports. You win a game, championship. They go right away. Right away, championship. So, I love the Buffalo team. I've liked Josh Allen since he came out. Mm-hmm. And is Kansas City going to get better? It's fun. It's kind of fun. It's very, very fun when you're not connected. I don't care who wins and loses.
Yeah. So, and before I let you go, I got to ask you because, John was the voice many years ago, was the voice of the Nets. I'm trying to figure out whether it was Long Island, Jersey, or, where geographically the team was.
It began on Long Island, and then it went to Piscataway.
Okay,
and then that ended, and I went to Atlanta.
So, Kyrie Irving's situation, John. I got to get your take.
Ricky, I can answer that. I don't have to beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. It's a virus. It's nothing more than that. And by the way, it is, they're talking politics. It is the most egalitarian disease in the world. It can strike anyone in any one of the four corners of the globe. Get the shot. Stop giving all this nonsense. I think he's doing nonsense to show that he is, strong in his beliefs and a man above the... For crying out loud, you have a chance to have the best team in basketball and win maybe more than one championship. Those three guys, and then all the guys they've added, guys who've had experience, they have a terrific team. So for Kyrie, It's a virus.
Yeah.
I got my booster yesterday, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. Well, God bless.
Yeah. And by the way, the next time it happens, I can save you. I have a new car.
And you've got a Jeep. It's an SUV now, right?
Yeah. I got a smallish SUV, so... When it rains again, boy, I'm ready.
All right, ready to go. Hey, did Flores swing the other night, John? I don't think he did.
Did who win?
Did Flores swing the other night? I don't think he did. On the last pitch of the Giant Dodger game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. I thought the umpire
And also, by blowing the call, he ended this great series. That was terrible, I thought.
Yeah. Who do you like in the Dodgers-Braves?
Well, I think the Dodgers have the team, and I'm rooting for the Braves.
There you go.
Atlanta roots.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope this doesn't go on the air. I have friends with the Dodgers, Stan Kasten, Charlie Steiner. But anyway, I think I'll root for the Braves and see if they can, get to the World Series again.
Enjoy the rest of the weekend, all the football. I guess the NBA starting up soon. We also love the hockey.
Oh, I have everything. Yeah. Hockey, basketball, football. I love it. And baseball. All four sports are in play. And for a sports nut like I am, it couldn't be better. Ricky, thank you for having me on your show. You have a terrific show, and I hope you'll ask again soon.
Absolutely. When I get back this week, it's steaks. All right? River Palm. Steaks, baby.
Okay. Take care now.
You got it. That's the great John Sterling, ladies and gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.